I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about this passage of scripture that comes from Peter that says we should be supplementing our faith. And then it gives us this list of qualities to be supplementing our faith with. And it says that when we supplement our faith with these things, it keeps us from being unproductive and unfruitful in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. So it helps us to live productive and fruitful lives when we learn how to supplement our faith correctly with things like virtue and self-control and steadfastness and love and brotherly love. Supplementing our faith with these things helps us to become productive and fruitful. So we're going to be taking communion over this scripture today, asking for God's help with this, these promises, to help walk in these and to activate these in our lives. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and remembrance, make his sacrifice active and alive and relevant right now today in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to stir the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus into our remembrance and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do, that we can release our faith into. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day we take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that he and God did to connect us back together with them. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves before a time of communion, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, lately we've been talking about some practical health or physical workout advice, because I truly believe physical exercise, one of the greatest ways for us to practice receiving this grace by faith and to experience God doing the work through us, for us to rest in our soul and God to do the work through us, helps us to practice applying our faith. And once we understand how to do that, we can practically apply that into all the other areas of our life. It teaches us the principles how to do this. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's get into the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do it? We're going to get connected to the master. Because ultimately, we have to have this eternal perspective with God, but we got to bring it back down into today. Our relationship with God has got to impact today. The things that we do, the things that we say, what we're thinking about, our relationship with him has got to have an impact on today. That's what we talk about, our four fundamentals and executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first one, we got to get positioned in the light. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. And this is like the on-off switch. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in the darkness. There's no in between. So first, we're going to take our position in humility. Because it's the humble who get grace. It's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith, and one of the easiest ways to just keep our positioning all day long is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And when we take our position in the light, we're taking our position in Christ. And God has taken everything he has and he put it all in Christ because he was deserving of it. He was worthy of it. And we get to be in him today. By faith, we get to be in him today. So this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom. We become part of his family, his purpose. It's all in there. It's all available to flow through us today. So first, we're going to get positioned in it. And then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It's all about what we're focused on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? I think of meditation. When I think of meditation, I think of what are the things that I'm repeating over and over and over again? The things that I'm talking about consistently, the thought patterns that I have, the habits that I have that I'm repeating consistently. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God. We've got his blessing and favor. We've got peace with God today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can magnify all the things that are going well. And looking back at how far God has already brought us in our lives, this is where our focus and attention, I believe, is supposed to be throughout the day. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring those issues and problems into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems, rather than magnifying the size of the issues. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, rather than resting and trusting in God and keeping our eyes fixed on him. And that's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness and we're magnifying darkness, it might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that we know to do because they said something, they did something, so I'm not going to do this good thing for them. Might be the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. None of these are the way of love. None of these are the way of unconditional love and grace that God gives us. And we're supposed to love other people the way that he's loved us. When we're positioned in this darkness, you'll feel this heaviness and pressure. Like all the weight is just sitting on you on the inside. Might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck, like you're boxed in and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. I think of it like a black hole. It just begins to suck and just pull the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about which way to go, which steps to take. Get stuck in these vicious cycles or bad patterns or bad habits. They become very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Energy levels begin to rise up. That faith and courage begin to rise up. And now we've got God's peace and his joy and his love, his mind and wisdom, his energy all begin to flow through us. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. It's learning to recognize these symptoms, have the awareness of them, and then to recognize, wait a minute, I'm off track right now. I'm out of position. I'm magnifying the wrong thing. We can turn it back around in just a moment. How do we do it? We start with humility. Father, forgive me. I'm off track right now. We humble ourselves. We receive that forgiveness from God. We forgive ourselves in the middle. If we need to reconcile any relationships, we need to say we're sorry. We got to get some peace in another relationship. We take those steps. And let me just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love. And that what he put within us is more than enough. And you'll feel that shift immediately. You'll feel the weight lift off of you on the inside. You'll feel your energy levels begin to rise up. You feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us. But we got to stay tuned into him. And my favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with writing out gratitude and praise. What am I thankful for? To get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then it's good to examine ourselves. What kind of symptoms was I experiencing today? Was I out of position? Was my focus off? Was I feeling that weight and heaviness on the inside? Did I have peace? What were my signals going on the inside? Any corrections or adjustments I need to make? And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a couple minutes. Doesn't take long. Just a couple minutes. Get still and listen. And whatever begins to come into your mind, just begin to write it down. Begin to record your journey with God. Something powerful happens when you get it out of your head and onto the paper. There's a conversion, a physical conversion that happens in your body that helps you to remember the things that God's teaching you when you write it down. When you speak it, when you write it down, when you physically express it out of the body, helps you to remember and not forget. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. We're going to stay tuned into his leading and direction. He's going to navigate our path throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection, just slow down for a minute or two. Just get still. Take a deep breath or two. Just get still and get connected back to him. It just takes 1 to 2 minutes. Think of it like plugging your phone back in to get charged up. You're going to get powered up in him. But it happens really fast. Then the last thing I've learned to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God before going to bed. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do? What do I know to do today? Because on one side, I was getting ahead of God sometimes. I was asking him for his leading and guidance and direction, but I wasn't waiting for his leading. And I'm getting into things that I don't know to do yet, and I'm getting ahead of him, wasting time, doing a bunch of things that I'm going to have to redo later. On the other side, I was getting behind God sometimes because I was procrastinating. There were things that I knew to do, but I wasn't walking in them, wasn't taking action on them. And so I've learned, what do I know to do today? Now begin to make out my list. What do I know needs to happen? Anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement from God that I really want to do? Begin to make out that list. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We're going to walk out that plan with a good attitude and full confidence in Him. That He's with us, that He's for us, that He's helping us every step of the way. And when we get to this place of that confident faith, that grace begins to flow through us. He begins to beautify our lives as He's doing the work. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. Talking about supplementing our faith. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. I can't remember. We'll have to look here. I might have even put a few more verses on there. So a little context first here. It says, His divine power, God's divine power, has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God's given us everything. He's granted to us this free gift of everything that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Notice we're supposed to be doing things with excellence. Do it all to the glory of God. By which He has granted to us, again, He's granted to us, He's given to us freely, His precious and very great promises. He gave us these promises so that through them, we would become partakers of the divine nature, becoming more and more like God, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires. So because of these promises that God has given us to become more like Him, to truly have life, for this reason, it says, make every effort. Notice that. Make every effort to supplement your faith. We're going to supplement our faith. Some things need to be added to our faith. Supplement it with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control. And self-control with steadfastness. Think of consistency. And with steadfastness, with godliness. And godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. Now notice this scripture. For if these qualities are yours, and they're increasing, if these qualities are yours, you have these qualities, and they're increasing, they're going to keep us from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he's blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent. Be diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you'll never fall. That's a pretty good promise. If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, you will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to take communion over these, asking for God's help. And actually, I'm going to go one more step here. Because one of the things that God began to show me with this verse, we talk about supplementing your faith. We've been adding some health and fitness things into this as well. One of the questions people ask a lot about is supplements. Now, I've got quite a bit of background with working with supplements with myself and with people. And supplements can be a very confusing thing. God has shown me some things about supplements, but I feel like there's some things He's been trying to teach me lately. And I'm in this communion asking for Him as well, for some greater insight into what it is He's trying to show me about supplements in the physical nutrition world as well. So let's take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for You, for these amazing, great, and precious promises that You've given us to help us to escape the corruption of the world. We thank You that everything we need for life and godliness, You've already given to us. You put within us already. And we're asking for Your help today. You say to make every effort to supplement our faith with virtue and knowledge and self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly love, and affection and love. and to increase in these qualities so that we would be effective and fruitful. We would be able to see. We wouldn't be nearsighted. We would be able to see clearly. Help us to be diligent. We're asking for your help to activate these, to have these qualities, to walk in them, to be increasing them consistently over our life. And that we would never fall because of it. So we're asking for your help with that, Father. We just thank you. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it." Told his disciples, "Take it, receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight." He wants to help us get this right today. Father, we're asking for your help. Any of the people that have been seeking you on just wisdom and insight as far as supplements go with nutrition, we're asking for wisdom and revelation and insight into that today as well. We just thank you for this bread. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. We can know him. And that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Speaking of supplements, let's do a little bit about something I've been learning lately. So first of all, I don't think supplements should take the place of real food. Getting a healthy, balanced nutrition plan consistently implemented into our lives, I think, is first. But then I think supplements do have their place. We see here, supplement your faith. I think supplementation has a place. And to be honest, this is something I've been seeking God about for a while. And I used to take a lot of supplements, and then I kind of cut them all out for a while. I haven't actually taken any supplements in a while. And just recently, I felt God, just like I had a nudge on the inside. I want you to start adding some vitamin C. Now, I don't know if this applies for anybody else. I know it applied for me. So don't take this. You know, you need to seek God on what he would have for you. He wanted me to start supplementing with vitamin C. And then he wanted me to start stacking on top of that. A B vitamin complex, vitamin B complex. So that's what I've started with. And I can tell the difference. In my workouts, just in energy levels, just in the way I feel, I could tell the difference. One of the things vitamin C does is vitamin C is very important if you have stress. If you have stress, because the building blocks that your body uses to make cortisol and the hormones that help you handle stress, the building blocks for it are actually salt and vitamin C. So when people are deficient on salt or vitamin C, their body has a hard time making those hormones and giving you the energy boost that you need to regulate your blood pressure, to give you energy to do a lot of these things. So vitamin C is very helpful for that. The B complex, very good for liver detoxification, circulation of the blood throughout the body, a number of other things. But that's what I've started with so far. And I believe he's going to be showing me some more here as we get a little further. But like I said, I cut them all out for a little while because I really wanted to get clear on what his plan was on this and kind of get rid of any preconceived notions that I had on it and start kind of from scratch again. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.